welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Blair Oaks Falcons. I'm your host, Tony Hawley, sitting here with Greg Jackson of the News Tribune. And before Greg and I start to discuss things this week, let's listen to a little bit of Greg's conversation with Blair Oaks head coach, Ted LePage.
All right, Coach, let's take a quick look back at last week's game, a 42-0 win against Southern Buna. Normally, I ask you about what you saw in film, but really quick, you know, it's obviously, it's hard to look past the three injuries in the first half with Hayden Lackman and Brady Dapkus and Tyler Bax. What can you tell us about their injuries and the status of them?
Brady and Hayden went through surgery well. Everything's good. They're on the positive path. You know, they won't be back this season, but they're doing really well. In good spirits in class, you know, really supporting their team out of practice, doing everything. Mm-hmm. Tyler is almost out of protocol. He cleared all the stuff, so he hasn't practiced or anything like that, but he will be clear on Friday as far as being ready to go, and so next week he'll be full go in practice, and we'll have no limitations.
You know, and that was one of the things we talked about after the game, was that's not an easy situation when you lose three All-State skill players like that to have. I know guys like Toby and Carson and Vander have played a number of minutes in the varsity level, but that's not the easiest situations to step up, and I thought they played rather well when they came into the game.
I thought those three played exceptional. But I really will tell you one further. Our team took another step. What I saw Friday night was an inspired football team, and I've seen it all week at practice. And there's a fire burning in some of these guys that I think we had before, but I don't know if I've seen it burning this bright. It was inspiring to watch how together our team played on Friday night. And as both sides of the ball, special teams, it was incredible to watch the dominance of some of our players and how they rose up. And I think that's a true testament to the way their community is together. Mm-hmm. I mean, our football community is together, but I also think it's a testament to what they think of those other three guys and that they weren't going to let them down. They were going to defend the shield.
You know, the other takeaway I have from the game is, I mean, that's the fourth shutout this season by the defense. And to me, what's more impressive is Southern Boone is, I mean, you have to go back. Like, that is not an easy team to shut out, and I thought, you know, forcing a couple of turnovers, the pass defense was really tested. I thought that was a huge momentum boost for the defense heading into the postseason.
Well, and I will take it a step further. Defense is contagious. I think once you're playing good defense, you want to keep playing good defense, and it's hard not to. You know, defense just seems to be a contagious. Offense can be hot or cold, but defense, man, you just flag it after it. And I thought what was amazing to me is in a game like that, like you said, we can win at halftime. Everybody went, oh, man. And it wasn't. It was like, okay, we're going to one up. We're going to step up and go another step. And that's where I spoke to the team on Saturday, and I said, defense, if I were you, I'd be a little bit, you know, miffed. And the reason why, those three guys didn't play mm-hmm. offense. I said, if people want to freak out, they can freak out. But our defense in conference has given up less than 4 points a game. I said, holy smokes, guys. That's pretty doggone impressive. Yeah. So I said, you keep playing, we'll keep coaching, and I'm inspired by you, and we'll keep getting after it. And I know Coach Hall, Coach Leonard Brink, Coach Atnip, and Coach Harrigan are going to bust their tails to make the defense, and this week has been no exception. It's been just fabulous to watch at practice, the way they fly around and communicate.
And again, this is normally the part where we'd also talk about the upcoming opponent, but with the bye week this week, obviously, with getting the one seed in districts, what has practice been like? I know one of the things we talked about after Friday's game is, you know, sometimes, like, the football can be a game of routine, but sometimes it's also good to get that break to kind of rest players, to kind of, you know, take advantage of that week off.
Well, our schedules look very similar mm-hmm. to what it has normally. Our players really don't like the break routine, so we don't do it for them. But Monday was a normal Monday practice, but we cut our time back. And we also worked on the two teams we're going to see. Tuesday, we cut time back, but it was a normal Tuesday practice. And when I say time, we'd run off 5 minute periods. Monday was a 4 minute period. Tuesday was a 4.5 minute period. Wednesday was a 4.5 minute period. Thursday was 4 minute period. So we're taking time off, But on Thursday, it's going to be more of really a walkthrough. Friday, we will come out. We will not have pads on, but we will go through our special teams. We'll get warmed up like we were going to play a game, and then we'll give them rest of Friday off. Saturday, we'll come in and stretch, watch film, and then they'll be off Sunday. So really, essentially, they're going to be off about 96 to 100 hours where they won't have any kind of physical contact or any kind of wear and tear on their body. It's going to be nothing but just pure stretching, doing that. But our Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we wanted to get three good work days in, and my goodness, it was fun to watch. It was amazing to watch our practice, how upbeat our players are. And what we've learned in the past, if history will repeat itself, Monday they come back and they're really wanting to play football because they really miss that Friday night feeling.
All right, that was Blair Oaks head coach Ted LePage. Greg, you talked about it with Coach LePage a little bit there, and we've got to start with the injuries because I think it was just the overriding thing that took away from anything about last week, because really the game was not much in doubt, and the injuries unfortunately become the story that we've got to talk about coming out of last week's 42-0 win at Southern Boone.
Yeah, so I mean the first injury was to running back Hayden Lackman. He had a lower right leg injury. He had to be carted off the field. They stopped play for about 10 minutes. He had surgery during the weekend, so he's done for the season. Mm. Late in the second quarter, Brady Dapkus takes the ball. I think it was on a jet sweep and, injured his lower left leg and, we thought at first maybe it was like a high ankle sprain like some of us on the sidelines, but it turned out to be a much more severe. I mean, he also had season-ending surgery, so, okay. That's two All-State players who are done for the year. Then when they come back out for halftime, I look over on the sideline and see Vander Hallford warming up at quarterback, and I'm like, well, that's interesting. And it turns out that Tyler Bax was done for the night. I believe he suffered a concussion during the first half. He finished the first half, didn't quite feel the same during halftime. They just took it easy, went with Vander. And so now the thing, Tyler will be back. He'll probably clear concussion protocol before the end of this week. So, he should return to practice next week, and they should have that back at should have him back at quarterback, so they'll have one of the three back. But yeah, I mean, to me, that, and honestly, in carrying off this and some of the stuff that Coach LePage talked about, to me, it's even more impressive that you lose those players and you still outscored Southern Boone in the second half, 14-0.
Right.
So I was very impressed. And we'll probably talk about this here in a few minutes, but I was very impressed at how the team really regrouped, because honestly, after Hayden's injury, when play stopped for 10 minutes, that's a very scary situation. You never know how a team's going to respond. And I think at that time, it was still a 7-0 game.
Okay.
So I thought the team did a really good job of regrouping and staying focused when it's easy for your mind to wander elsewhere.
Right. There's so many things that go into this topic, so we'll just kind of take our time with it since we don't have enough game to talk about this week with Blair Oaks having a bye for the first week of district. But that's kind of the first thing that I think of, is this is a great time for a bye. We've always talked about it. Sometimes coaches like a bye to start district. Sometimes they don't. In this instance, I got to think this is the perfect time to get one, only because not only are you going to have to kind of compensate for the loss of those guys and maybe scheme some things differently, but you're just going to have to kind of change your whole approach when, like you say, you're losing two All-Staters and you're also losing a key contributor, where you go, if he comes back, who knows how hampered he is. And so this is just, I mean, it's coming at a good time, but this is never a good thing to happen to anybody.
No.
But at least maybe the bye makes it a little more palatable.
The bye really helps, especially in order to get Tyler back. Like I said, I think he would have been, if they played this week, I think he would have been clear, but he wouldn't have practiced all week.
Sure.
So if there was an 8-team district, they'd be a 1-seed playing an 8, and I think you could play Vander at quarterback and still feel comfortable about winning and give Tyler an extra break. But this allows Tyler to get a week of practice under his belt next week before the district semifinal game against either Southern Boone or California. So, but yeah, I agree. Like, football is a game of routine where, sometimes you just want to get back out there and you want to play.
Right.
And I agree with you. I feel like this is not only a good opportunity to let some players rest, but also, you're going to need players to step up and take over for Hayden and Brady. And I think this is a good opportunity to let Carson Versloy's, Toby Edler, and even, Vander – Well, if he's not playing at quarterback, he'll be one of the receivers that steps up. So it gives them an opportunity to get more reps at those positions, get a little more comfortable. I mean, a lot of times these guys have been working with the two, so now they're going to get more time with the ones during practice.
Yeah. And while you never want to probably have your players dwell on misfortune too much and spend too much time thinking mm-hmm. about this, I think this has to be kind of helpful for the Falcons in the standpoint of, you know, this team always has high aspirations. They want to try to win a state title every year. This is obviously going to go a long way towards hampering that.
Yeah.
But this week might be helpful just to kind of go, okay, we're not that we're going to feel sorry for ourselves, but if we're going to do it, we're going to do it for a couple days now, and then we've got to get refocused because that's still our goal. And while it's not going to be easier missing these guys that are huge contributors, you at least go, okay, we've got to get our mind right this week so we can get refocused on things going forward.
And honestly, and the thing is, I feel bad about this because, yeah, the injuries were the focus of last week's game. I felt like what took a back seat, and unfortunately it took a back seat, was the defense. I mean, shutting out Southern Boone is very, very difficult to do. I know Osage held them to 7 points the week before, but Pigeon, I think that in 21 games, Blair Oaks has only shut out Southern Boone 3 times, and it had been a long time since that last shutout.
Okay.
I take that back. It might have been like 4 or 5 years, but again, you know, you're talking about a lot of space between the three shutouts. The defense gave up 3 total touchdowns in 6 conference games.
Right.
I mean, that is phenomenal. And here's the thing. Southern Boone was state-ranked for a good portion of the year. So you're talking about a team that has been a top-10 team out of like 55, 57 schools in Class 3. So, I think that's the other thing that kind of has gone unnoticed is just how good this defense has been. I mean, 4 shutouts in 9 games is phenomenal.
Absolutely.
And here's the other thing. They did get somebody back. You know, Bryson Varner, after missing a couple games due to a shoulder injury, he was back, and they didn't even play him full time. You saw they had a great pass rush with him back in there. I think they got like 4 or 5 sacks of Mason Shearer. And to me, I really think the defense, if the defense continues to play like that, I mean, they're going to play into late November, early December. I mean, if they keep doing that, I like their chances to have a deep playoff run.
Let's take a quick break for an ad read. At Carpet Values, we offer the guaranteed lowest prices on all your flooring needs. And now, during our fall savings event, you can save even more. We are stocked full of carpet, vinyl plank, tile, laminates, rugs, and more. Don't miss out on these hot fall savings. Come see us at Carpet Values and take advantage of our guaranteed lowest prices. We're your low-price superstore at I-70 and Highway 54 in Kingdom City. And it is worth you mentioning at this point, you know, just kind of resetting things. Yes, this is going to be kind of the thing that's going to be back in the back of everybody's minds for a while, but you did also cap off quite a nice regular season from the standpoint of that win improved you to 8-1 overall. You won the conference at 6-0. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's something where you have to go, okay, yes, we didn't like the way it ended, but where the work you've done to get to this point has all been pretty spectacular.
Yeah, I mean, what they've done throughout the course of the season, I mean, if you look at their statistics, I mean, here's the thing. Like, Hayden Lackman, an all-state running back, didn't get to 500 yards rushing this season and still had 16 touchdowns. That's a phenomenal ratio just because, you know, when they got the ball inside the 10, he did a pretty darn good job of finishing it. You know, Brady Dapkus, taking a look, he had about 450 yards rushing. He had another 760 receiving. They got good numbers out of him. But to me, the other takeaway was Jackson Engelbrecht had a heck of a game last Friday with 4 receiving touchdowns. And to me, here's the other thing. So I already mentioned those 3 players that are going to step in and fill in for some of these guys. To me, that is impressive that your 2s can step in and not really miss a beat. I know there were a couple of plays where they weren't quite on the same page, but again, dealing with in-game injuries, that's expected.
Yeah.
So, to me, if you get these 2 weeks of practice and they kind of get up to speed, and we're talking about also 200 players are going to be back next year. These aren't seniors, so they're going to be back next season.
Right.
I really think if I know a lot of people are going to focus on those injuries and say, man, I don't know what that's going to mean for them if down the road, but to me, you still have Tyler Bax. You still have a really good offensive line. You still have 4 really good receivers.
Right.
And you've got a running back that did a great job on a JV team that got a handful of carries late in games. So it's not like they need to reinvent the wheel. I think really they just need to find a way with that next man up mentality.
Yeah, and I think, again, we'll talk a little bit about kind of the rest of the district here in a second, but I do feel like this will at least give you a couple games where you go, okay, you know what, we can kind of get maybe this rolling again with this new group. It's not all new, so you're not, like you say, you're not having to replace everybody. It's just a matter of you're going to have to figure out what's going to work and what's not, and so I think the districts is a good time for this. If this had happened, you know, in the, you know, semifinals or the quarterfinals, then you're looking like, you know, world beaters coming up the next game, you go, okay, this is a bad time to try to be shuffling things. So at least, not that there was any good time for this, but at least now this gives you a little bit of time to figure things out.
Yeah, I mean, they dealt with season-ending injuries before. You know, Carson Lubring had a knee injury in week 3 last year, missed the rest of the season. Eli Luckett had 2 season-ending knee injuries. One happened late last season, one happened in the preseason the year before. And one of the things that Coach LePage threw out at me was like, and again, this goes back to how they responded to in-game injuries, but go back to the 2021 district championship game against Mexico when Dylan Hare left that game early in the second quarter with a concussion. You know, Coach LePage pointed out, and I agree, like, they were not the same team. Again, another game where it was stopped for about 10 minutes, but when your quarterback, your leader, leaves a game in the fashion that Dylan did, it really shook. It really had a lot of those players shaken, And he was like, look, it was night and day difference when you look at those two. Like, you know, we had every reason to collapse or not play nearly as well as we did prior to those injuries this past Friday. But the fact that the players did as well as they did, I think, has them feeling very confident heading into the postseason.
Yeah. So again, by virtue of finishing first in the district, they'll get the bye tonight. The games that will be going on tonight, the one we'll be especially paying attention to is we could have a rematch with Southern Boone here, you know, next week.
But for the second year in a row,
exactly,
back to back games.
Yeah, exactly. So you look at it. So Southern Boone's the 4 seed. They've got 5 seed California tonight. Mm-hmm. Then on the other half of the bracket, it's 2 seed Boonville, you know, versus 7 seed versus
another Wells. Rematch from week 8.
Exactly, and then 3 seed Knob Noster against 6 seed Eldon.
Not a rematch.
Right, exactly. So you look at it and you go, okay, you know, we'll kind of worry about some of those things down the road, and I'll probably make you make a prediction about who the Falcons' opponent will be at the end of the podcast. But, I mean, it just goes to show that, you know, either way, whatever happens, you know, tonight between Southern Boone and California, it's going to be a rematch of somebody you've already seen this season. So everybody's very familiar on that side of the bracket. So, you know, again, I don't think it matters to Blair Oaks who they get. It's going to be playing whoever's in front of you at this point, but that's just kind of the way the district's shaped up at this
point. I'll be interested to see how the game in Ashland goes tonight, because you've got a California team that's won its past 2 games after starting the year, I think they were 1-6. They're now 3-6. Southern Boone is 5-4. They've lost their last 2 games, albeit to 2 great state ranked teams. So you have 2 teams kind of going in different directions. And even though Southern Boone handily beat California during the regular season, it's hard to beat a team twice.
Right.
And to me, I'll be very interested to see if California can pick up where it has left off with these past 2 wins, I believe, against Eldon and Hallsville.
Right. I was going to say, you know, Eldon ended up 3-6 and Hallsville ended up 2-7. So you would think maybe, okay, then, you know, but again, if I would have told you at the beginning of the year that California is going to end the season by beating those 2 teams, you would have gone, okay, things are looking up for California. So, they finished strong.
Especially when, you know, for a while they're averaging a touchdown a week for like the first 5-6 games of the season.
Right.
So their offense is really hitting its stride at the right time.
Yeah.
I mean, not the best first round matchup in postseason that you want, but you know, you gotta, at this point, you gotta beat whoever's in front of you.
Right.
So I'd be very interested to see, you know, California's got that option game. Southern Boone's only found the end zone once in the past 2 weeks.
Right.
Who, I mean, is California going to keep going in the right direction? Is Southern Boone going to get things figured out this week? It'll be very interesting to see which way it goes.
Yes. Yeah. So I guess that segues nicely into a prediction point of the podcast, which we always like to end with. So I guess I'll just ask you, who do you see coming out on top in that game tonight between Southern Boone and California?
You know, and here's the thing. Southern Boone had a few injuries, like not devastating injuries like Blair Oaks. I mean, Mason Shearer came out of the game twice, kind of banged up, but he returned both times.
Okay.
I was very impressed with the way he played, considering how banged up he was throughout the course of the game. They had another defensive player, I can't remember the name off the top of my head. He got hurt pretty early on, but I believe at some point he might have come back in the game. So it'd be very interested to see what the health is for Southern Boone this week. I do think they're... The only way I see Southern Boone losing this game is if they're just not there mentally. And I just can't see. I think they're going to bounce back and win this one. I think Southern Boone wins this game. I'll say 42-21.
Okay. Well, and I do want to build off that. You know, normally we stop at this point, but I do want to ask you too. How much do you think is maybe in the back of their heads thinking about, okay, you know what, we can get a rematch with Blair Oaks in another week if we win this one, and it's going to be a dinged up Blair Oaks team. So maybe they're thinking maybe we get our shot at them this time, and maybe we get a W.
That's always a possibility. I think the way the game ended kind of, I think the fact that Southern Boone got shut out bothered them, or the fact that they couldn't stop Blair Oaks with three starters out on offense. Right. I think that kind of bothered them a little bit.
Sure, fair point.
And not only that, but that was at home. If they get a rematch against Blair Oaks, it'll be
in Warrensville.
And honest to God, Tony, I'd have to look it up. I don't think Blair Oaks has, since the format of the playoffs changed about 11 or so years ago, I don't think Blair Oaks has lost in the district semifinals. I think they've made the district championship game every year.
Okay.
So you've also got that working against you if you're Southern Boone. I think the good thing for Southern Boone is you just have to say we cannot look beyond this week.
Right.
We've got to beat California because it would be very easy to look past them based on the regular season outcome and just, you know, get sidelined by this California team. But I think they'll buckle down. I think they'll find a way to win that one. Coach LePage and his staff are going to be there in person watching that. I think what he said, that, and this is what they've always done when they've had a bye week in week 10, is they go through like walkthroughs and pregame stuff as if they're on their home field, as if they were getting ready to play Friday night, and then at like 5 or 5:30 they stop, they send the kids home, or the kids can go, they can go to Southern Boone and watch the game if they want, they can go down, heck, they could probably go down to Springfield and watch Blair Oaks if they happen to end up playing Friday night. You never know.
Right.
It's kind of up to them on what they want to do, but you know, they're definitely going to take, the coaching staff's going to take the opportunity to watch that game in person. And here's the thing, I think Boonville's going to easily win against Versailles again. I think that was a 61-0 result a couple weeks ago.
Right.
And to me, the curious one's going to be Knobnoster versus Eldon. I mean, I think Knobnoster was a team that was kind of flirting with the top 10 in the state rankings there for a while, but they had some losses that kind of went against them and prevented that from happening. I think Knobnoster will beat Eldon, but I'll be curious to see how close Eldon keeps that game,
sure,
or if they can find a way to sneak out a win in that one.
All right, well, that should do it for this week. For Greg Jackson, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's game, pick up a copy of the Goal Line section in Friday's News Tribune and get game updates and more prep sports content all week by following Greg Jackson on Twitter at ActionJackson05. That's Action JAXON05. Thanks for listening.